Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I'm going to talk about what do you do when you get fired. It's really, to anyone, that's a shock. Some people are aware of it, some people are not. I've been fired a couple of times, and I actually have to fire people a lot of times. So it kind of works on both ends of the spectrum. But you don't respect the job unless something necessary happened to you, so you can kind of value that. That's going to be our discussion today. Do you have any questions? This is going to be a short episode, so if you have any questions, go ahead and pose your questions in the chat room now. This should last probably about 5 to 10 minutes. Or you can call in at 347-324-3460. Let's talk about what to do when you get fired. Don't necessarily take it personal. I know a lot of people are angry. It's going to be either maybe it's your fault, maybe it's not your fault. But if it's not your fault, understand they have to make cuts on a business because they can't afford to have you because they have to cut staff. And they have to make those choices who they're going to cut. But if they didn't cut anybody, then they can't afford to stay in business. I have some small companies, legal offices. They've won huge settlements, and you know, they live off those, and once that's depleted, those funds are depleted, what they allocate for the business. If they don't get any more business, if they go to a dry spell, then they have to cut staff, and it's because of their own survival for the company or from the business owner. Sometimes it's not the business owner's fault. He haven't been able to win something, but he hired a person because he knew this is what he has coming in. But as those margins get thinner, and they're not getting new business, then they have to make a choice. So we don't have companies like General Motors. The new managers are not loyal to anything. You used to have the General Motors, the Lehman Brothers, the American Airlines. I mean, Chrysler quit. Those days are over. The industrial age is over. They found themselves in bankruptcy, GM, American Airlines, Chrysler, Lehman Brothers, and the list goes on. So you need to be always proactive, marketing yourself, networking yourself, using your resources. So every time you get a contact, of course you have in your company database, but you make sure you have also those contacts because you might need them someday. So not only are you marketing your company, but you have a backup plan just in case something falls through or something happens. So you have plan B. Hey, this is what I'm going to rely on. If I had to start a business by myself, I have some contacts, because usually in large companies, when they cut you off and fire you, it's done on the spot or it's done at the very end of the day. And they lock you out of your computer. They shut you down so you won't damage their business or delete your accounts or so forth. So that's how things usually work. So in kind of to defense of that, you need to be prepared on something to happen. Either way it goes. First of all, you always want to be thankful. Thank the company, thank your employer, even if you dislike them. Say, I really understand. I understand some choices that business have to make. I understand that you as a business person, but I want to thank you for the opportunity. And being nice to them, catch them off guard, and they might offer, hey, I'll write your resume. Tell someone to give me a call, regardless of, you know, I might mess up. Make you the bad guy in this. And see, I understand that, but, you know, I have this and this going on. But so far, you want to kind of solicit their help with that. And the only way you can be solicit that help, you got to calm down and just be really grateful for the job that you have, okay? And and take it from that approach. Show gratitude, okay? Thank you for that. And no hard choices have to be made. I understand. But thank you for the opportunity. Thank you. And, you know, put on thick to kind of put their defenses down so they can help you with that next employer. Because if you on bad terms with them, they an employer calls and look on your resume, and they do reach out to the company, they say some bad things about you, that's not really good for you. It's not going to help your situation. So don't ever talk bad about an employer from another employer. Say that you either were stressed out or you had too many hours or you couldn't do this or do I mean, but make it things that's unrealistic. 6 hours, 7 hours a week is unrealistic. 12 hours a day is just unrealistic. Make the extraordinary type of reason that you just simply got burnt out. You just couldn't handle it anymore. And you say you had to stop or you're going to divorce or your kid's going to leave you, whatever. Okay. Become a new – when that happens, you need to go in proactive mode. You have all your contacts. That's what you want to always keep up, a backup of your contacts. Even if you have to keep it on your phone, keep your backup contacts for everyone you deal business with because they can help you find another job, okay? Or they can help you launch your new business. So you want to become go to local meeting groups. They have networking groups that happens all the time. You're always going to be networking. Always be networking. And get yourself out there. Get yourself known. Join a meeting group or marketing group or anything. They have marketing groups online that meets clubs and free, meets every single week or twice a month. Get yourselves involved with those organizations, okay? Also, you want to keep up with the latest news in your industry. So you're an expert in that particular field, if it's management or it's technology or whatever, get an expert in that field. Keep your eyes open. Look at those tech news. Look at those industry news. Look at something that's going to happen in nursing world and so forth. Keep your eyes abreast. Social media is another thing. Go out and see if you can find 100 new Twitter followers. Reach out to them. Say, hey, I'm just want to network with you. I'm a small business owner just like yourself, and I'm just wanting to see if I can network with you guys. And if just on a friendly level, you don't want anything, you're not selling them anything, you just want to network. Maybe if I run across anybody who might need this product, likewise here. And you may be, and they might say, hey, I need a salesperson in this particular territory. You just never know. Small business owner might work out a certain deal. Hey, I'll train you for this particular thing, but I don't have enough to pay you. I don't have anybody, any money whatsoever to pay you. However, here's an option here. So kind of look at that as well as an opportunity to get something while you try to get something. And it might work out to your favor. They might train you. Don't cost you anything, and you can always get things. Even interns, you can become an intern, an apprentice with them until you get licensed or get whatever, but at least learn something while you're off. Not only looking for a job, get trained on a different skill. Stay connected. Once a year, reach out to your old boss or let them know how you're doing. Has anybody invested any time or effort to the intention of getting in? Your head screwed on straight, kind of thing. Stay connected with everybody. Stay in touch with everybody. Okay, colleagues, friends, be active on Facebook. Be active on Twitter. Make sure you keep yourself warmly connected with people so it'd be easier for you to reach out to them. Okay, the worst time, just don't give up. If you're a networking person, contract yourself out. Go to Odesk. Go look for a new field. If you're an IT person and you don't know how to work on computers, start your own business and go out there and advertise yourself. Get your website, market yourself, get something going, and look at other opportunities. So, again, look in a positive sense. Don't look at it in a negative sense. Look that you're always networking. You're always making contacts. Keep your eyes open because the more contacts you have, the better off you will be. Maybe some other people would know somebody, if that makes sense. So if you have a Rolodex of 500 people, if you got off the phone and call them and just network with them, keep yourself warm. You can do this while you look for another position. Keep yourself warm. Say, hey, if anything is going on or any new business venture or someone looking for this or I run across someone, keep those lanes open versus keeping them closed. That's my tip for today, what to do if you get fired. So anybody have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Anything but everything has logged in. Oh, okay, I thought someone was sending me a message. Anyway, thank you for listening to this particular episode, what to do when you get fired. keep a positive attitude, and network beginning with your boss. Thank him for the position. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank them for hiring you, and you understand. And if you take that approach, better, you're better off and making an ally than versus making an enemy, because he might know someone else who has a position or another branch or company who might be considered for something else, because that, you're going to catch them off guard. So anybody, thank you for listening. It's been another production of Apple Capital's Group, The Core Business Show. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.